Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to a special Harvest Thanksgiving edition of our regular Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM. As your radio minister, I invite you to a musical version of the annual Harvest Thanksgiving services, which are going on now up and down the country, and indeed across the globe. My name is the Reverend Alec Noble, Parish Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church, and your minister for the next half hour. So let's begin right away with a lovely harvest hymn from Ian White, It Takes an Almighty Hand.
It takes an almighty hand to make your harvest grow. It takes an almighty hand, however you may sow. It takes an almighty hand, the world around me shows. It takes the almighty hand of God. It takes his hand to grow your garden, all from a secret in a seed, part of a plan he spoke and started, and said is very good indeed. It takes an almighty hand to make your harvest grow. It takes an almighty hand, however you may sow. It takes an almighty hand, the world around me shows. It takes the almighty hand of God. It takes his hand to turn the seasons, to give the sun and snow their hour. And in this plan we learn his reason, his nature and eternal power. It takes an almighty hand to make your harvest grow. It takes an almighty hand, however you may sow. It takes an almighty hand, the world around me shows. It takes the almighty hand of God. It took his hand to carry sorrow for every sin that we have done, and on a cross he bore tomorrow, a world of good like he'd begun. It takes an almighty hand to make your harvest grow. It takes an almighty hand, however you may sow. It takes an almighty hand, the world around me shows. It takes the almighty hand of God. And in his hands there is perfection that in this land we only taste. For now we see a poor reflection, then we shall see him face to face. It takes an almighty hand to make your harvest grow. It takes an almighty hand, however you may sow. It takes an almighty hand.
That song thanks God the Almighty for giving us the harvest. It acknowledges that we can work hard to plant, tend, water, and reap the crops, but it's only God who can give the sun, the rain, the mysterious growth, and the resulting bountiful harvest. But what if you don't believe in God, or have fallen out with him about the unfairness of the distribution of the harvests? Who does an atheist or heathen thank? Maybe they don't give thanks at all. But ingratitude's a real sin. Remember when Jesus healed 10 lepers, but only one of them came back to thank him? How disgraceful. Anyone who's a thinking person at all must pause and think for a moment about our wonderful harvests year in, year out. It's only natural to feel gratitude, joy, relief, and thankfulness. We've an instinctive aspiration to sing God's praise and thank him. It's just that sometimes people stubbornly suppress the instinct. Here's a lovely song by John Denver about how all of creation instinctively and even unconsciously praises God. It's called Children of the Universe.
Given to us all, to smell the rose's fragrance, to hear the songbird call, to watch the distant moonlight fill the coming of the tides, to understand that life is more than always choosing sides. What can be seen of sailing ships and kings, and some are given feet of clay, some are given wings, some must struggle just to breathe, some have a golden spoon, and some will never leave the nest, while some walk on the moon. Know the life that lives within the silent hills is just as rich and beautiful and just as unfulfilled as man with all his intellect, his reason and his choice. Oh, who's to say the nightingale has any less of voice? Silver dolphins twist and dance and sing to one another. The cosmic ocean knows no bounds for all that live are brothers. The whippoorwill, the grizzly bear, the elephant, the whale, all children of the universe, all weavers of the tale. Yourself to sleep. The hawk flies with the morning dove, the lion with the sheep. As far away as you may go, we'll never be apart. It's in your dreams that you will know the seasons of the heart.
We naturally and instinctively want to thank God for all our many blessings, but often we forget to thank him, or we suppress the impulse. Isn't it much better to be grateful people who give thanks where thanks is due? Psalm 65 puts it nicely into words for us. You show your care for the land by sending rain. You make it rich and fertile. You fill the streams with water. You provide the earth with crops. This is how you do it. You send abundant rain on the ploughed fields and soak them with water. You soften the soil with showers and cause the young plants to grow. What a rich harvest your goodness provides. Wherever you go, there is plenty. The pastures are filled with flocks. The hillsides are full of joy. The fields are covered with sheep. The valleys are full of wheat. Everything shouts and sings for joy. So let's focus on what happens to just one tiny seed. Here's Ian White and the apple tree.
I'm a little apple seed, very, very small indeed. But when I begin to feed, I grow into an apple tree. Now I'm a little apple tree, with my branches swinging in the breeze. All the birds come down to see and sit up in my leaves. In summer I've got apples to share. Come and see, there's plenty to spare. But in winter I lose all my leaves and curl up and have a sleep. In spring when the warmth comes through, my buds and my leaves are new. Every year it's just the same, round and round and round again. Well, I'm a little apple tree, with my branches swinging in the breeze. All the birds come down to see and sit up in my leaves. In summer I've got apples to share. Come and see, there's plenty to spare. But in winter I lose all my leaves and curl up and have a sleep. In spring when the warmth comes through, my buds and my leaves are new. Every year it's just the same, round and round and round again. I'm a little apple tree, with my branches swinging in the breeze. But I'm only here to please, so please be good to me.
That was all about the apple seed. But everything said there about the apple seed could equally apply to each one of us. We are planted as seed in our mother's womb. We are nurtured and we grow and we become nurturers of others, and the cycle goes round and round. It's a sobering thought to think that we ourselves are a harvest. We are our mum and dad's harvest. We are our school teacher's harvest, our youth leader's harvest, our coaches, trainers, managers, ministers' harvest. And above all, we are God's very own harvest. He has ploughed a lot into our birth and upbringing, our education and environment. So take a good look in the mirror and see what sort of a harvest God is celebrating or not this year. He has planted his word, his love, himself in us. Some of us will show signs of life, then come to nothing. But some will respond favourably and give God a bountiful harvest, as this song says. It's The Sower by Ian White.
Listen to a story, you've heard it once before, about a farmer sowing seed in the country long ago. Some fell on the pathway with people walking by, and the birds came down and ate it up and flew up to the sky. So if you have ears to hear me, if you have eyes to see, if you have understanding, then listen well to me. The secrets of the kingdom are here for you to know. So follow what he tells you and watch as you will grow. And you will grow taller than you know. Some fell on the rocky ground, started growing high. But plants can live without a drink, and soon they all had died. And some fell on the thorny ground, started growing strong.
But all around were weeds and thorns that choked them till they've gone. So if you have ears to hear me,
we hear.
If you have eyes to see,
we see.
If you have understanding, then listen well to me. The secrets of the kingdom are here for you to know. So follow what he tells you and watch as you will grow. And you will grow taller than you know. But some fell on the good soil, and when it was full grown, it gave the farmer back 100 times what had been sown. So if you have ears to hear me, if you have eyes to see, if you have understanding, then listen well to me. Secrets of the kingdom are here for you to know. So follow what he tells you and watch as you will grow. And you will grow taller than you know. People on the pathway, the truth is snatched away. The devil wants to stop them from believing and being saved. People on the rocky ground, truth is in their grasp, but the root is not secure, and so this faith won't last. For people on the thorny ground, they started out so brave, but cares and worries, wealth and pleasures choked the life away. But people on the good soil, could one of them be you? When they hear, they persevere and show God's love is true. So if you have ears to hear me, if you have eyes to see, if you have understanding, then listen well to me. The secrets of the kingdom are here for you to know. So follow what he tells you and watch as you will grow. And you will grow taller than you know. Taller than you know.
We hear you, we see you, we understand.
You'll grow tall and strong.
We see you, we understand. We hear you,
listen to his wisdom.
We understand, we hear you.
Watch it with your eyes.
We understand, we hear you. We see you,
listen with your ears and understand.
We see you, we understand.
So we are God's harvest, his little seedlings planted in the nursery of earth, so that one day we may grow to decorate the halls of heaven. Now here's another wonderfully mind-boggling thought to do with harvest. We can be co-creators with God. God and me look after the man's garden. But see, when I leave it all to him, what a mess he gets into. God needs the farmer to do the human hard work end of the deal, while he provides the magical X factor, the growth. What a responsibility it is to be a co-creator with God. We co-create to give birth to children. We co-create to build society. We co-create to produce a better world. In this next song, John Denver teases out this thought using the image of the potter creating out of clay at the potter's wheel.
Is fast becoming younger. The news is all they've ever known. They've seen the wars that hurt the hunger. How will they choose when they are grown? What do you tell forever's children when it's their turn to hurt and heal? Whatever spins a grim tornado can also turn a potter's wheel. Take a little clay, put it on a wheel, get a little hint how God must feel. Get a little turn, listen to it spin, make it in the shape you want it in. Tell with your life a bloody story. Teach to their dreams not burning steel. It's not in bombs where lies the glory, but in what's shattered on the field. The potter's wheel takes love and caring, skill and patience, fast and slow. The works it makes are easily broken once they survive the potter's throw. Take a little clay, put it on a wheel, get a little hint how God must feel. Give a little turn, listen to it spin, make it in the shape you want it in. Someday some children will be digging in some long forgotten ground, and they'll find our civilization or what's left of it to be found. They'll find the weapons of destruction, but buried deeper in the hole. They'll find a message and a promise in the sand, the potter's bowl. Take a little clay, put it on a wheel, get a little hint how God must feel. Give a little turn, listen to it spin, make it in the shape you want it in. Take a little clay, put it on a wheel, get a little hint how God must feel. Give a little turn, listen to it spin, make it in the shape you want it in. Earth and water and wind conspire with human hands and love and fire. Take a little clay, put it on a wheel, give a little hint how God must feel. Give a little turn, listen to it spin, make it in the shape you want.
Isn't it exciting to think that we can co-create with God? But it's also a great responsibility. Along with our bumper harvests comes the job of distributing the harvest to the less fortunate members of society and the world. God has employed us for this purpose, and we are accountable to Him. It's not enough to praise and thank Him with our lips. Real thanks is best expressed in actions. Matthew chapter 25 is a hard-hitting passage about this. It says that God will divide us into two camps, the sheep and the goats, destined for heaven and hell respectively, depending on whether or not we helped our brothers and sisters, God's children. He will say, "I was hungry and you fed me, thirsty and you gave me a drink." Here is a song based on that passage. It's called Harvest Song, and it's sung by my singer-songwriter wife, Patricia. It's her own composition, so it's a co-creation with God's inspiration. Take it away, Patricia.
Lord, today, as we gaze upon this harvest, we give you thanks. Thank you.
So we take the point, Patricia, that real Harvest Thanksgiving is much more than once a year singing harvest songs. It's about our daily attitude of gratitude, expressed in our daily actions and behaviours. To spell this out in a little more detail, listen to this wee sketch.
We present the Not Very Green family.
Oliver, are you going to go and pick up Beryl or shall I?
I'll go. I'll take the car. It looks like it might rain.
Oh, can you bring in the stuff I bought this afternoon before you go? I couldn't carry it all earlier.
Not more shopping. What did you get today?
Only that set of saucepans we saw the other day, and Beryl's medicine. Oh, and then a really gorgeous lamp I saw on special offer.
What do we need another lamp for?
Oh, we don't really need it, but it'll look much better than the one in the dining room we got last year. Oh, and I got a new food processor.
A what? How much did that cost?
Only £35. Really good value. It was made in Korea or China or somewhere, which makes it cheaper, apparently. So the guy in the shop told me.
But you've already got a food processor.
Not one like this. Anyway, it's probably on its last legs. I've had it 3 years and it seems to be falling apart a bit.
Falling apart a bit? What is it? Slightly broken? Oh, I'd better go or I'll be late. What time does she finish?
6. You've got loads of time. It'll only take you 5 minutes in the car. Here, just stick this pile of newspapers in the dustbin on your way out, can you?
What did your last slave die of? I'm off. Missing you already.
Once again, we present the Not Very Green family, this time with handy hints from the environmentally aware.
Oliver, are you going to go and pick up Beryl or shall I?
I'll go. I'll take the car. It looks like it might rain.
The car wasn't really needed for such a short journey.
Oh, can you bring in the stuff I bought this afternoon before you go? I couldn't carry it all earlier.
Not more shopping. What did you get today?
The shopping probably came in lots of packaging.
Only that set of saucepans we saw the other day, and Beryl's medicine.
The production of the medicine might have involved animal testing.
Oh, and then a really gorgeous lamp I saw on special offer.
What do we need another lamp for?
Oh, we don't really need it, but it'll look much better than the one in the dining room we got last year.
Not all the items were really needed. Production normally causes pollution of some sort.
Oh, and I got a new food processor.
A what? How much did that cost?
Only £35. Really good value. It was made in Korea or China or somewhere, which makes it cheaper, apparently. So the guy in the shop told me.
The transport of the food processor from abroad probably involved pollution being produced. The factory abroad may not care about the environment. That, along with the poor wages for workers, may be why it was cheap.
But you've already got a food processor.
Not one like this. Anyway, it's probably on its last legs. I've had it 3 years, and it seems to be falling apart a bit.
Falling apart a bit? What is it? Slightly broken?
The original food processor could have been made to last longer.
Oh, I'd better go or I'll be late. What time does she finish?
6. You've got loads of time. It'll only take you 5 minutes in the car. Here, just stick this pile of newspapers in the dustbin on your way out, can you?
The newspapers could have been recycled.
What did your last slave die of? I'm off. Missing you already.
Well, our time is nearly up, so I wish you good night and don't forget to tune in again at the same time to 3TFM's Holy Half Hour. And we leave you with this very cheerful note of thankfulness. By Petula Clark.
waking